Not so long ago, Anthony Williams, the mayor of Washington, D.C., was hailed as being part of the solution, not the problem with municipal government in the nation's capital. The problem was typically identified with the district's former mayor, Marion Barry, whose administrations were marked by fiscal improvidence, political patronage, and palpably bad municipal services. These days, Washingtonians are experiencing an episode of D.C. déjà vu. At the center of a current scandal is not the mayor, although his staff has been implicated, but the D.C. Teachers Union. Reporter Craig Timberg of the Washington Post has written about this. And Craig Timberg, what do officials or former officials of the Teachers Union stand accused of?
It really comes down to old-fashioned misusing of union funds. And of course, no charges have been filed in the case yet, but a federal affidavit has detailed something like $2 million of misspending of union funds on things like furs and custom-made clothes and a $13,000 plasma TV that ended up in the hands of union officials, allegedly. And we have to figure that that's not what the teachers' union members intended when they gave their dues over to the union officials.
So much so that teachers actually were having a meeting, in effect, against their union board the other day in Washington, D.C.
They did. It was an unauthorized meeting, and it's not clear that they've been heard, but they're starting to make a lot of noise.
Well, explain the connection between the teachers' union, to the extent that there is such a connection, and Mayor Anthony Williams.
It's a little complicated, but the essence of it is that the mayor's campaign co-chairman, or rather at this point former co-chairman, is the number two union official. And in her person is something of the nexus between the mayor and his campaign and the union. And as this scandal has brewed on over the past few weeks, it's become clearer the extent to which this campaign co-chairman and other union officials have been exerting influence in the mayor's administration. And he's sought to minimize this, and maybe there's going to turn out to be not that much to it. But it seems like every few days another revelation comes out that makes us raise our eyebrows.
Yeah, one involved not furs, but T-shirts. Explain that one.
Apparently, there were a few thousand dollars spent for pro-statehood D.C. T-shirts that were worn at the national convention, the Democratic National Convention in the year 2000. And the cost was to be split between the District of Columbia's delegate, Eleanor Holmes Norton, and the mayor's office. The delegate Norton paid her part fairly promptly and kept sending this bill to the mayor's office. It bounced around for months, perhaps years, until the mayor's new chief of staff forwarded it over to this union official, who also was the head of the campaign. And the union officials paid for these T-shirts out of union funds, again, raising the question about the propriety of spending of union dollars. Now, the opinion about what happened here differs. The chief of staff says, well, I figured she'd pay for it with campaign money. The union official says, well, he expected us to pay for it with union money. And we haven't really gotten to the bottom of this one yet.
Where does the union stand right now? I gather the national union is considering coming in and taking control of the D.C. Teachers Union.
That's correct. The National Union is in the process of evaluating the situation to determine whether they need to be put into something like a receivership, and we're monitoring that story still.
And the mayor. This is not the only blot on the mayor's copybook over the past year. There was the case of his petitions, which turned out to be a compilation of a tremendous number of forgeries, so he had to run as an independent.
That's the biggest scandal really he's had to date, where there were thousands and thousands of forged petitions. No one has suggested that he did the forging, but people who were working under him, it seems, did. And among the forged names were some hilarious ones, things like Martha Stewart and Kofi Annan and Dudley Moore, the late comedian. And so that provided quite a bit of grist for the mill around town all summer long. But there's been others, and it's not so much the size of any one of these scandals that's become the problem, so much it has been the recurrence of it.
And do you hear the Barry comparisons being voiced?
Much more so than I did 6 months ago, and much, much more so than I did a year ago. It's not the same sort of thing. No one suggests that this mayor is out, you know, on the town. The kind of personal allegations are nowhere to be found with regard to this mayor. But again, it's also not clear that he is running the kind of super tight ethical ship that I think a lot of voters had imagined they were getting when they put him in office 4 years ago.
Craig Timberg, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Reporter Craig Timberg of the Washington Post.